So we've had a great morning where we've learnt lots of PR, communication skills, and things that we should be thinking about for businesses. So we've got a whole group of speakers who've been taking part, and I'm going to go around them and find out what they've learnt from someone else. Let's start over with Lottie Mann. You were talking about the Vine. Just tell me what you heard from other people that you actually found quite interesting.
I think probably all of the speakers reaffirmed the thinking that it's really important to get to know your customer and your consumer, and that if you can get the data and do the research, you'll understand what makes them tick, and therefore you'll be able to make your campaigns really, really targeted. And I think that was something that was kind of echoed in all of the talks today.
Martin Nixon, what were your thoughts on perhaps something someone else said here this morning?
Well, actually, I'm going to go back to Lottie, because I thought her parallel between Motown and marketing was an inspired one. I think I can't remember who the artist was, but, you know, Think, I know the song, before you do anything. Aretha Franklin, of course, Think, yeah. Before you do anything, just sit down and think about it.
Good, greater integration of soul music into your presentation there. Jason Clark, your thoughts? You were talking about all things like Doombar and Thomas Cook.
Well, I was talking about crisis communications today, but what really interested me actually was Stafford Sumner's talk about digital data and how targeted marketing is these days in the digital age. That was quite an eye-opener.
And Sue?
Yes, I actually I found it interesting what Jason was saying, and drawing the parallels between the way Alton Towers handled its recent crisis and Thomas Cook. Very, very pertinent, and said an awful lot, so I found that very fascinating.
Super uppery there. Emma Lydon, you gave a great presentation about statistics. What did you find interesting from other people?
What I found interesting is in our marketing needs research amongst local businesses, we found a real shift in approach to a more strategic approach being taken to marketing and PR since 2 years ago. And that was really reflected in everyone's presentations, that there is good strategic work and planning actually going on. And maybe that's why we're starting to see that coming through in our businesses more, because they're being led by our local agencies in that way.
Stafford Sumner, what did you find interesting?
Well, I think Martin Nixon's talk with regards to user experience and personas was absolutely fascinating. It's actually going back to the number crunching we talked about earlier on, to do with utilising the knowledge we have about our customers, actually understand who our customers are, which helps us to understand how we communicate with them, when we communicate them, and what content we create for them. I think that's absolutely brilliant. Any business should really be looking at who their target markets are and factoring that into any of their marketing, including how they develop their website.
And Nigel Barker of MPAD, you were very passionate and you talked about lots of flowery stuff, but how data was important. What did you find important in other presentations?
I think something that Jason said about crisis communications, about businesses need to be prepared to front it up. And he was exactly right. The business that grasps is it metal or nettle? I always get that wrong. But in those instances, we'll always be able to control that message and actually come out better. I would also say, I'll take that one step further and say, all businesses really need to have somebody within their organisation that can front up their business in a digital media environment. Video and audio now is as much a part of the landscape as print. And it's one thing to be able to write a nice press release and have a lovely quote in it. It's another thing to actually have a spokesperson that can actually convey your brand or your company. It may not be the chief executive. It's often good if it isn't, or if it is rather, but it may not be. So I think that's going to be increasingly important. I think Jason alluded to that as well.
Thank you, all of you.